Chatwood. Let's start there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you want to have, so now we're just talking about strictly, like, this isn't, this is me taking off my, that's a ridiculous move for fans hat, right?
Of course.
Like, I can get it from a business sense. I get what they're trying to do. I understand why it would make sense. I mean, optically, it's a terrible way to go about business. You cannot attach a guy like Brian to a contract, in my mind. It just, you have to get the best return. And when you do that, when you attach a contract there, you're not getting the best return. I understand the benefits. I understand their flexibility is huge. I understand all those things. I think it's a really bad way to go about business when you're trading one of the faces of the franchise, one of the greatest third basemen this team's ever had, World Series.
So, Hadi, we're going to put you on hold and see if we can get a little better phone line. I don't know, the phone line gremlins have been
bedeviling
us
this week,
last couple of days.
For what it's worth, I am, and you've heard me say it before, I'm 1,000% with Sahadev on this. It's where I start on this whole conversation. If you have to trade Chris Bryant, which I don't love in the first place, not even one iota.
There is no have to.
You're right. You're right. We got to change our language, like in a therapist's office. Yeah, we're going to reframe things.
We're giving them that if we say
have to. If they decide to trade Chris Bryant, I will not accept attaching some sort of contract with him. And there are no reports otherwise. But when you see a guy like Mookie Betts moved and a contract attached to him, you have to wonder if this is, you know, thought of as best practices.
Yeah, we've reestablished contact with Sahadev Sharma. You were in the middle of describing the difference between the fans' way of looking at it and the business way of looking at it.
Yeah, and I completely understand the business way of looking at it. I just think it would kind of, when we're talking about a player like Chris Bryant, obviously Mookie Betts is in that elite caliber as well. I just have a hard time thinking that that's the right way to do things. I understand the benefit of it. I understand how important payroll flexibility is. I just think attaching Bryant with contracts is a bad way. That it's going to be a really bad look, and I'm not sure if the Cubs want to suffer that PR hit. Maybe they're willing to, because 2020 is kind of, they're going to look at it as a bridge year, and maybe it makes a ton of sense if it's the right contract. But honestly, outside of Hayward, what contract is that? I mean, what contract are you attaching to Bryant that makes a lot of sense?
Chatwood?
I'm pretty sure you could trade Chatwood on your own. That's 1 year of $13 million, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes.
That you can't attach that contract and get a lesser package of prospects for Bryant for just 1 year, $13 million. Really?
Right.
That would be a terrible way to go about it, in my mind.
I was intrigued to see Brandon Morrow's name among the non-roster invitees. You know, this was a guy who was your closer, who was a 100-mile-an-hour thrower, and now he's just a guy in camp. How are they looking at this, and what is the level of optimism that they might be able to reclaim some of what Brandon Morrow was?
I think it's completely, I wouldn't say there's any level of optimism right now. I think it's about he's going to come into camp. They're going to go very slowly with him. They've already said that. They're not going to be aggressive and push him and hope he's ready for opening day. He doesn't need to try and compete for a spot for that opening day bullpen. Try and be healthy, go out, have a like, kind of a slower spring training. I'm sure it sounds like he's ready to just go and have a normal spring training, but they're going to hold him back a little bit. I think this is, you know, one of two things is a best case scenario. Either he's around to help a playoff run, or he has enough appearances that he can be traded to a contender. I think those are the two scenarios where that works for Cubs fans, right? Obviously, they're not relying on him. They can't do what they did last year, relying on this guy to kind of solidify the bullpen. He's going to be looked at as kind of gravy if he comes back, because we know what he is when he's on the mound. He's never not performed when healthy. It's about getting him to a point where he's healthy and then seeing how much he has left to actually give you, because you're always waiting for that next shoe to drop with him. Injury-wise, I hate to say it, but that's what he's done with his career. Great guy, great pitcher, just really struggles to stay on the field with what's happening with his body on a day-to-day basis.
So, Sahadev, I was pretty proud of myself yesterday. The player projections came out for Pakoda, and despite that, I didn't abandon all of my responsibilities and just page through all of the players' projections. Like, I went to the gym, I had dinner with my dad, all this kind of stuff. I was really proud of myself. But one of the things I did notice is that the projection for Alex Mills is really good. And I noticed he's also out of options. Does that mean he's kind of your de facto five starter until he, unless he falls off the mound or something?
Yeah, I'll be writing a little bit more about this, but the rotation, Mills isn't the de facto fifth starter. I'd put it this way. I'd say it's a battle between him and Chatwood.
Okay.
They trust both of them to handle either spot as far as that swing man, that long man, or the fifth starter. But I think they look at Chatwood in a different way in the sense that not only could he handle all those roles, he could be the high leverage setup guy. He could be the closer. They trust him. I think they are set on him pitching important innings, whether that means six innings out of the to start the game, or he's your seventh inning guy, eighth inning guy, ninth inning guy, whatever. I mean, I guess they have Kimbrel, so obviously he's the ninth inning guy, but I'm just talking about this is the guy that they want look at as important innings. And again, we mentioned him, you mentioned him as someone that could you could attach to the contract. I don't think you would attach him. I think if all goes well during spring training, and it's kind of a competition between those two for the fifth spot, then you add in Colin Ray and who am I forgetting? Jarrell Cotton.
Yeah.
You add in those two, and that's kind of the battle for the fifth spot, with the first two kind of as the leaders heading in. And if Mills proves he's worthy and the other two look like, hey, that's really good depth, you could look to trade Chatwood in the spring. And that's what – if they're so hell-bent on getting below the luxury tax, that does it for you with room to spare.
Yeah.
And that gives you a little cushion, and it gives you – if they're competing come July, they have room to add – add some contracts and not go over that luxury tax. So there's a lot of options there, and I think that's going to be something fascinating because those are four guys that, you know, maybe you don't get excited over, but I think they can all help the team in various ways. And all for once, they have some decent depth in that spot as far as the fifth spot. I wouldn't be shocked if some of those guys are actually pretty quality starters over the course of the season.
You've written a lot about the behind-the-scenes changes, about just how deep and wide some of the restructuring has gone on away from the field itself. Justin Stone and Craig Breslow and the amount of money that's been invested, the number, a sheer number of changes that have been made. If anywhere we saw evidence of a reckoning, it was there, and maybe not so much yet with the roster. What do you expect to see actually on the field that's different? We know that David Ross said he wanted guys to doing things together more rather than on their own. How does this all come together in a way that's meaningful and noticeable?
Yeah, I think that's going to be hard to really point to things and say, like, well, here's a huge difference. I think it may be for maybe the media will see some minor differences when we come into the clubhouse. It'll be a little more livelier. I think they're going to, you know, guys, the leaders are going to try and step up I'm doing the quote hands there, whoever wants to step up and kind of be that vocal person in the clubhouse. I think Rizzo's ready to kind of embrace that role in a different way. And kind of step up. But Hayward obviously is going to be leaned on by Ross to be a guy in the clubhouse that steps up. So I think we may see a little more talkative action going on, more togetherness. I think, you know, Pedro Strop is gone. I think that's a guy that kind of galvanized the clubhouse and really helped bring people together. So maybe that's going to be lacking with the bullpen guys. So other people need to step up. I don't know if you're going to see the actual differences. All the stuff that Patrick and I have written about with the behind-the-scenes changes, I think that's stuff that if things go well, you'll see some certain guys pop in the minor league. I'm not sure if fans are going to see stuff on the field. I'm not even sure if we'll see that drastic of differences, you know, come the season when we actually see what's going on with this team. I think it's all, you know, intangible stuff. Minor differences that may not be obvious to us, but the players will feel it, and it could, in their minds, help the team in the long run. For me, what I'm excited to watch the changes of is really player development. I want to see how this impacts the minor leaguers. I want to see if guys pop. I want to talk to opposing team scouts and hear that, hey, this guy all of a sudden looks great, or this guy has really made changes. I was not expecting him to look like this. When we start hearing stuff like that, when I start coming on and saying, I'm talking to scouts and, you know, prospect XYZ was on nobody's radar and it's now popping, that's what Cubs fans should get excited about because we're seeing it around the league with other teams. People don't really talk about it much, but look at the pops that Seattle had last year. Seattle made a bunch of player development changes and they all popped last year. I think they had the highest jump in strikeout rate in the minor league, something like that, something about their pitchers. And all of a sudden now you see certain Mariners popping up in top 100 lists that we probably hadn't heard about a year ago.
So how does an intrepid reporter like you, you used to work at Baseball Prospectus, how do you use the player projections, if at all? Has it changed over time? Are you interested in them? Or is this something to, you know, some just kind of file away for later?
Yeah, I think the latter there. I keep an eye on them. I'm interested in them. I'm always curious about why they look the way they do. And I'll talk to some of my friends that I still have over there to if I'm confused about stuff. I don't lean on them, so to say. I just kind of observe them, and if there's something catches my eye, like you said about Alec Mills, then I'll definitely dig into the why of why that's happening. Understand, okay, well, Alec Mills intrigues the system because of X, Y, and Z. And if there's, you know, for me, if there's a story there, I'll dig into it. Otherwise, it's something that I just kind of keep filed away and remember, okay, Alec Mills may be someone I should keep an eye on because this projection system likes X, Y, and Z about him.
I want to double back to something you mentioned about maybe a player taking a more prominent or vocal role in the clubhouse, especially under new management and new coaches. There's certainly a chance for that. This has always been Anthony Rizzo's clubhouse in the past few years. He's sort of been the guy, the alpha dog, if you will. Who would be on the next list? Because we know that, well, Jason Hayward picks his moments, and he's a guy who is a little quieter. Ian Happ is so tightly wound and in his own head. Nico Horner is probably not ready to do that. Who wants to be that kind of guy, sort of a de facto lieutenant for Ross?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, well, obviously Rizzo wants to be that guy, whether he's capable of being the vocal guy that challenges. He's always going to be the guy that keeps the clubhouse loose, but can he be the guy that challenges guys that aren't working up to their capabilities? He hasn't really done that before, but he has that potential. Is he willing to do it? And can he do it in the right way that doesn't rub people the wrong way, right? One guy that I've always kept my eye on as with regards to being a leader that I know that the Cubs felt he could, at least in the past, I don't know if it's something that he still wants to embrace, is Kyle Schwarber. The reason it didn't work out earlier is because he was so focused. You have to get yourself right, right? I mean, he wasn't himself at the plate. He knew that, and he was kind of searching for himself, and he found himself over the course of last season, and we saw what he can be. I mean, if you guys have read my work and listened to me, you know that I've always been high on him, and that's the guy that I thought he could be for years now. And so that's why I kind of believe that he can be that guy for the foreseeable future. If he's comfortable with himself finally, if he's not constantly, you know, trying to get himself right, perhaps he can focus on being that guy in the clubhouse too. I know that was something that they kind of, going into 2017, that they kind of envisioned him possibly being. But obviously, there was so much the up and down nature of his performance on the field, and then being sent down to the minors. It was really hard. How are you supposed to become a leader in a clubhouse when you have to try and get yourself right on the field?
I want to swing back, Sahad, to the potential of a Chris Bryant trade, the nuts and bolts of it. We've talked a lot about, you know, adding in a bad contract to get rid of it, you know, under the cap, all that kind of, under the luxury tax, all that kind of stuff. I wonder if they might go the other way, or what the benefits of going the other way are, and adding in something to a Bryant trade to go enrich whatever you're getting back. I'm thinking something even like David Bote and his remarkably affordable contract and the things, the multiple things he can do for you. If you've gotten yourself Nico Hornered, right, if you've sold yourself on him, then perhaps there's an area of surplus you can use to go extend some other areas you don't have a lot of top flight talent in.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if that's the type of sweetener you're talking about. They're not going to give up like a prospect, right? You know, if someone wants Brennan Davis, that's not happening. That's not the direction this team is going right now. They're not giving away prospects to get a sweeter return on something. But yes, if you're getting more prospects by adding David Bote in, I could see that. Sure, I'm not saying that's something that will definitely happen or a way that they're leaning into that in any way, but I think that makes a lot of sense. David Bote is a very solid bench player. He could emerge. He has the potential to be more, but he also, you know, he's on a good contract. If you see him as something more, I could see that. They need more prospects. They need this system to get much better. And it's going to be a combination of smart traits and player development hitting on diamonds in the rough. So I think when you're talking about a situation that means we're going to bring in better prospects in this trade, yes, I think that makes sense and it's something that they'd explore. I don't think David Bodie's the type of player that you look at and say, well, how are we going to replace that? Obviously, that's Chris Bryant, right? But David Bodie is a solid, very solid bench player that you'd like to have on a contending team. Are the Cubs contending in 2020? Can they find another David Bodie through their system over the course of the season and into 2021? I would say that's possible. If they trust some of their, if they trust the direction player development's going, then yeah, they should be able to find another David Bodie. That's kind of what the problem has been, right? They haven't been producing a bunch of David Bodies. They haven't been getting these guys that are drafted after the first round to produce. So if they can continue to do that, then why not? Why not explore ways to beef up the system by a trade?
Sahadev Sharma, thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Sahadev's been brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. Two more days. Shop the biggest appliance sale of the year at Grand Appliance. Hurry in now. President's Day price drops. Hundreds in grand rebate savings and deals no competitor can match. Shop grandappliance.com or a store near you today. When we come back, I'm going to give away this pair of Guns N' Roses tickets.
Excellent.
We have some national baseball media news.
Okay.
You will find interesting. And I have a list that is going to blow your mind.
Excellent. I'll add to what we're doing next segment. This is a lot of fun, a lot of baseball. People want to know, and you did too, where Craig Kimbrell's Pecota projections were.
Yes.
So I'll give you that.
Cool.
And also I will thank a huge bank of texters who reminded me of something we were talking about earlier that I had forgotten about. Thank you, texters. That's all next. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Credit prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Insanely helpful. Real stories from Easy Cater.
Easy Cater, this is Steve.
Steve, it's Eric. My order has changed. My boss has 20 more coming, 10 are vegetarian, 5 of the original, 50 are gluten-free. Scratch that, 25 more, and 4 of them are allergic to nuts.
I'm on it. 75 total, 10 vegetarians, 5 gluten-free, 4 nut-free. 1 p.m. Confirming with the restaurant now.
Nice. Sounds so much better when you say it.
Well, thank you.
When you order food for work, the food has to work. Feed meetings easy with EasyCater.com.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. And when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store, and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone in working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same-day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
911, what's your emergency? We got a severe manscaping accident on the line. Now, tell me what happened. Mm-hmm. You used a cheap, rusty razor on your privates. I thought so. You need the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped. Its skin-safe technology helps prevent nicks and cuts. Yes, sir, you can save 20% off with code RADIO at manscaped.com and get free accelerated shipping. Help is on the way.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. They're $70,000 a year. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. Seriously, let's change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, we customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day, all for just $99 a month, period. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/USA right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/USA, spelled BAM to the BEE.com/USA.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. Wow. Ooh. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Only for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, Connor, give me a single-digit number, please.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
Caller four to the contest line. 312-591-6700 wins a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Wrigley Field on July 26th.
So, speaking of Guns N' Roses, I've been doing, because we've been giving the tickets away a lot, I've been doing the whole Gets Out thing for a little while now.
Right.
And you asked me where that came from. And it did, from my brother and I, it did come from Guitar Hero and pressing enter on the video game and stuff. But a bunch of texters reminded, I can't believe I forgot this, but reminded me of the song I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
I had never heard it before just now.
And
it's
I played
awesome.
It for Dan during the break. That song rips. Yeah. It is so great. But the dude, the lead singer, screams, guitar, like right before the guitar solo in the second verse. And that has to be where it entered the consciousness.
Okay.
And then Guitar Hero played it out. So thank you, Texas, for reminding me of that. And now I'm going to listen to that song seven or eight times before the weekend
it's
starts.
Good. The chord progression reminds me a little bit of 8675309, Tommy Two Tone in there.
They're doing a thing.
Okay.
They're paying homage to all of that
they're
stuff.
They're singing
it's great.
British accents.
I think they're from Kansas.
But I don't know where
they're doing a thing.
Where the
it's
phony
just great.
British accent comes from. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale now at nusports.com. According to Andrew Marchand, who is a New York Post media columnist, Jessica Mendoza has resigned as a Met advisor.
Okay.
And will no longer be on Sunday Night Baseball.
Is that right?
She will remain on ESPN doing weekday games, among other things.
Okay.
So the conflict of interest is gone, and the Sunday Night Baseball position
What she said was dumb.
It was awful.
And I think it's probably the right move for the broadcast to take her off, though I thought she was... That broadcast was three independent people doing three independent broadcasts. Yep. And I think she's good at broadcasting baseball games.
But whatever that was, wasn't...
But the mix wasn't there, and I don't mind... Does he say anything about Alex Rodriguez and his role in the Sunday Night Baseball?
Nope. I guess we'll have to wait on that.
Okay, that's fine, I suppose. And I guess it's a tip of the cap to Mendoza for doing the right thing if she wants to continue, if broadcasting baseball is her thing. Like, that conflict of interest is a problem.
Yeah, especially now if you're a White Sox fan and there's going to be the increasing national presence for your resurgent Chicago White Sox on the national stage.
Get some!
All right, the WAR number that is projected by Pecota for Craig Kimbrell is...
Yeah, so the WAR number doesn't matter so much for closers, so don't worry about that. It was like 1.8,
right,
something
but that,
around there.
That's really good for a closer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because they don't have enough innings to accrue a lot of WAR.
The underlying numbers are pretty good, too. A whip of 1.15, an ERA of 2.87, a FIP of 3.24, but here's where you get into the Craig Kimbrell, the second version of Craig Kimbrell. Strikeouts per nine, 14.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, walks per nine, though.
4.5.
Yeah. All right, well.
So Pecota,
some high wire act is what we're talking about then.
So Pecota does kind of understand. We were looking at the player projections. They came out yesterday from Baseball Prospectus. The team totals come out on Monday. We will definitely swing through those. But a lot of texters had asked, and Dan asked earlier in the morning, what the projections were for Craig Kimbrell. And it looks like a Craig Kimbrell that looks like the guy last year, walks a lot of people, but the strikeouts, Pecota thinks, comes back, and it's that type of dude.
So ahead of this jaw-dropping list, I want to grab a call here. Don in Burr Ridge has been holding, and he's on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on the Score. Don!
Hey, you guys were talking a little bit about Chris Bryant trade, and I'm always trying to think of trades for the Cubs. I actually think the Cubs, obviously everybody talks about Atlanta and the Cubs, but Atlanta has an extra outfielder in Ciardi who's been injured and had a couple down years, but he's a pretty darn good outfielder.
Yeah.
I would get him involved in a trade on it to potentially be a leadoff guy and a center fielder. I also would, in the package back, I would look for not the top prospects that they have, like the Ian Andersons, but I would look like for Wright and a couple other guys and have a second part of the trade with the Yankees, who have two third basemen, Andujar and Urshela, and trade one of the pieces that you get from Atlanta to get your third baseman in that deal. So you get rid of salary, you potentially get a leadoff hitter, center fielder, a third baseman, and prospects in on it. It's just a thought process dealing with it. Getting down to the nuts and bolts is their issue, but that's my thought on it.
Don, love you.
You spend a lot more time thinking about these things than I do.
Well, no, I've thought about some of those things. I like the idea of getting a third team involved to make sure you get a cure-all, you know, something that fixes a couple of things that ail you. But let's write this down. February 7th was the first trade proposition call for Chris Bryant. We hadn't gotten any of those yet. Not really, which I think is kind of weird.
Not like
right?
old-fashioned constructed trades.
Yeah,
here's what I would do, right?
I like it. Way to go, Don. I think that's pretty good.
By the way, the Darkness, they are British.
Are they? Okay.
Yes, they're not from Kansas.
I didn't listen to all of their stuff. I don't celebrate their entire catalog, but I did dig that song, and I thought they were from Kansas. Not that they were Kansas. That's a different band.
All right, now check this out. You ready for this? This is from our guy Stonecutter, who I think he does this every year. He said, let's play players Mike Trout will pass on the career WAR list this year with an average Mike Trout season.
Sam Miller does this.
You notice this list? Huh? I'm always making lists.
I love this. Okay. This is great.
Subtracting his rookie year, Trout averages 8.98 wins per season. We'll round it down and give him 8.9 for 2020.
Okay.
8.9 WAR moves Mike Trout from 72.5 to 81.4. Here is a partial list of who he passes with an average Mike Trout season in 2020.
Okay.
Larry Walker, Jim Thome, Frank Thomas, Reggie Jackson, Luke Appling, Lou Whitaker, still not in the Hall of Fame, Johnny Bench, Paul Molitor, Ozzie Smith, Robin Yount, Joe DiMaggio, Brooks Robinson, Pete Rose, Jeff Bagwell, Tom Glavin, Nolan Ryan, Rod Carew.
Oh, my God.
That's not all. Mike Trout is 27 years old.
Oh, my God. I mean, I knew that in my head. I knew where he is in terms of career WAR. I understood that the great of greats is possible for him. But when you read all those names
off... Listen to this. This is a 27-year-old who this year is on pace to pass Larry Walker, Jim Tomei, Frank Thomas, Reggie Jackson, Luke Appling, Lou Whitaker, Johnny Bench, Paul Molitor, Ozzie Smith, Robin Yount, Joe DiMaggio, Brooks Robinson, Pete Rose, Jeff Bagwell, Tom Glavine, Nolan Ryan, Rod Carew. If the war he accumulates in 2020 were to be spread out evenly across the season, Trout will pass Joe DiMaggio in career wins above replacement a few days before his 28th birthday on August 7th. DiMaggio retired at 36.
Oh, my God.
He missed 3 years for World War II. But even if we factor that in, Trout is still on pace to pass Joe DiMaggio in career war before Trout plays his 1,350th game. DiMaggio played in 1,736.
Oh, my. I mean, I got the chills.
Is that good?
Honestly, I got the chills. Listen to that list.
This is, again, maybe because Joe Maddon's there and because they got Anthony Rendon and because Shohei Ohtani is back. That maybe
Jock Peterson, if that trade goes through.
Maybe you'll have more attention paid. But this is the best baseball player who has ever lived at the peak of his powers.
It's incredible that we spent a week of shows when he got his contract reminding people to watch Mike Trout.
I don't know about this Mike Trout guy.
And we weren't the only people doing it from the hilltops. The nerderati of baseball had to remind everyone that Mike Trout is Mike Trout. And I guarantee you we will, because we can take such deep dives into baseball, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, but because we can take such deep dives, we will look at Mike Trout, and at some point, a few years after his retirement, and before he goes into the Hall of Fame, someone will write the, how good was Mike Trout really? Because he never had the 60 home run season. That's the end of it. It's the end of the story because he never had one outstanding year.
217 says, yeah, but when only passed Harold Baines?
I think he did. Well, Harold Baines had 18.6. No, shoot. What was the... Mike Trout passed Harold Baines like his third year.
Yep. Now, that's the end of that. Here is what may be the bad sports take of 2020 so far. Also from the 217, thanks for the illustration as to why, all caps, war is overrated. That's what he said. Thanks. That isn't, his takeaway from that isn't, holy crap, how great is Mike Trout? His takeaway from that is, this stat's bad because it makes me think things I don't like.
Okay. All right. If that's what you want, if that's where you got to go. I mean, listen, no one's telling you, especially on this show, wins above replacement is not the end-all, be-all. It is not the one stat that rules them all.
Dan, I'm gesturing that you should take the call on line one, considering the text you just read.
But it's a pretty good starting point. Take the damn call.
This is Jay in Milwaukee. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. No, to a certain degree, I agree with you, and I think it's kind of interesting that you had mentioned the double-edged sword, because war is important, but just being in analytics, it's interesting how it's essentially irrelevant due to the fact that the Angels are terrible. And as a result, sacrificing war with other players, in my opinion, it seems to be kind of the case.
What do you mean sacrificing war? There's not a finite amount of war per team.
Well, it just appears as though they've never won with Trout. So having somebody
has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. It's baseball.
But I'm just arguing that the stat then is not necessarily an indicator of how successful.
It's an indicator, it's an individual stat of how great you are at baseball.
Oh no, and he's one of, if not the best ever, when it comes to that statistic.
He's the best baseball player ever.
God, isn't it just interesting that your instincts kind of kick in and go, man? But is he?
No, my instincts don't.
Well, then I guess that's just me. But in this case, it seems as if he's just so quiet about it, and it's really never had an impact on his team winning, I guess, overall.
It is, but overall, it has, no. But the Angels, I mean, look at the rest
that's
of
still
the,
there.
Mike can't pitch. He doesn't catch.
It's baseball.
That's a great point.
He can't play the infield. True. He's not.
So
he can't make Albert Pujols faster.
If you're asking how important is it to have good baseball players, I mean, what importance of what? I mean,
to a winning team, how important is somebody on the team having a high WAR?
An individual superstar is less important in baseball and football than it is in, say, basketball or hockey. Especially basketball. Obviously, if you are a high-value player, if you're an absolute star in basketball, you can have the ball every time. You can guard the other team's best player every time. In baseball, you're only up four times a game, and you can only play defense when the ball is hit to you. That's the difference.
So do you sign a bunch of players or just a target amount of players in order to have a successful baseball team?
No, you try to sign.
Stars and Scrubs doesn't work. You got to have a lot of good players.
You try to sign the best players you can everywhere. I don't want to. I think we're making something complicated.
I think we're good. I think we're good here. I think we're good. We'll wrap that up.
All right. We have a special guest joining us next on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
In Bryant's case, did everything that you asked him to do, even though he had filed a grievance against you because of the way that you played around with his service time. Still was there smiling and selling your product and playing as hard as he could.
Lawrence Holmes noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
If you're interested in learning about reverse mortgage loans, please listen to this recent Team Hochberg reverse mortgage success story. Meet Billy, 94, widower, living in a $350,000 home. Billy contacted Team Hochberg for a free consultation based upon his financial planner's recommendation, and Team Hochberg reverse mortgage expert Jose Rodriguez answered Billy's questions and explained that the money from the loan would not be taxed by the IRS. Jose then helped Billy secure a $250,000 reverse mortgage, which will allow him to live the rest of his life without the stress of running out of money. If you would like more information on how a reverse mortgage can allow you to live the rest of your life without the stress of running out of money, like they helped Billy, call Team Hochberg at 855-56-DAVID or visit reversedavid.com. Team Hochberg's helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit reversedavid.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
ABC Oscar Sunday. You'll be seeing stars.
Leonardo DiCaprio,
Charlize Theron,
Tom Hanks,
Mahershala Ali,
Scarlett Johansson.
It's movie's biggest night.
Oh my God, I'm fangirling here.
Billie Eilish,
Elton John,
Cynthia Erivo,
Idina Menzel,
Joaquin Phoenix,
Margot Robbie,
Brad Pitt,
Penelope Cruz,
Timothy Chalamet,
Keanu Reeves.
This is nuts.
Who will win gold?
And the Oscar
goes to
the Oscars live Sunday, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on ABC.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
When running a business, HR issues can kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries are not cheap. They're $70,000 a year. I'm Alan Jones, founder and CEO of Bambi. I created Bambi specifically for small business. Get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. Seriously, let's change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. With Bambi, your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, we customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees day-to-day. All for just $99 a month, period. Month to month, no hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get a free HR audit today.
Go to Bambi.com/USA right now to schedule your free HR audit. That's Bambi.com/USA. Spelled BAM to the BEE.com/USA.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I mentioned that on Wednesday, the Bernstein and McKnight Show is going to be on the road at the Chicago Auto Show. We'll be at McCormick Place, broadcasting live from 9 to noon, enjoying the nation's largest auto show. If you want tickets and information, you can go to chicagoautoshow.com. And one of the folks in charge is joining us now, the chairman of the Chicago Auto Show. He's of Arlington Heights. Ford, Tony Guido, is with us on Sports Radio 670. Hey, Tony, thanks for jumping on.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What do we have in store for this annual spectacular?
Well, it's going to be a great event. 8-10 days of test drives indoors, outdoor test drives. All the manufacturers got their best displays. It's a great time for the family and everybody.
We got the concept cars coming back. I always love going to the auto show and seeing the stuff that's like far out in the future, and maybe I'll never drive it, but I love looking at it.
Yeah, the concept cars are here. A lot of the cars now that the manufacturers bring are cars that are going to be in our showroom over the next couple of years. So, you know, a lot of electric vehicles, that's the big push right now.
See, I want to ask, too, on the one side, you can have all the fun with sort of the space age stuff and you sort of dream with all of that. On the other hand, this is a great opportunity to actually get up close and personal in one place if you are in the market for a purchase or a lease. So how does it work to make sure, if you're looking to buy a car, that you come in with a plan and you know what you're doing, you have the opportunities to figure it all out?
Well, we have a choice selection of 1,000 cars and 1,000,000 square feet. So you could spend 4 or 5 hours. There's product specialists on the floor. They can give all the information you need for each vehicle. You can get in the cars. You can demonstrate and run the test drive some of the technology. And you can make a good decision once you see all the cars and get in and out of them and shop in 4 or 5 hours, 1,000 cars.
What are some of the features that you see a lot of the dealers, a lot of manufacturers kind of pushing here as we get closer? I mean, we're in a brand new decade. I'd imagine there are a couple of things technology-wise that'll be brand new here available to consumers soon.
Well, you've got your electric vehicles, which are big. Every manufacturer is spending a lot of money on electric vehicles. You got your autonomous vehicles that are coming into the market pretty soon. And the customers and hybrids, you know, those are three main vehicles that, you know, smaller engines, battery operated, electric vehicles, customers aren't aware of that they get, you know, information on. And, you know, they're going to be in the market the next, you know, from now to the next 10 years.
Tony, last thing for you. I was talking to somebody last year when we were at the show, and she was explaining to me that she loves sitting in some of these cars and doing this at the auto show because it's very different than being in the showroom at a dealership, because there aren't people at the time trying necessarily to sell a car, that the pressure isn't there, that some people that may have anxiety around this. It's a great way to do this in a much lower pressure environment, and I hadn't really thought about the psychology of it that way.
Well, they've got their choices. You know, you go to a showroom and there's 3 or 4 or 5 cars on the showroom floor. You go to the auto show, you can shop one manufacturer. He's got his whole product line there. So you can get any kind of vehicle that fits your needs or fits your family. You can go SUV, sport cars, wagons. So you can get a good idea on what's going on. And then the product specialists on the floor, they kind of help you decide, you know, what you need and direct you the right direction.
Well, we really look forward to being there, and I know it's going to be a terrific time when we're there on Wednesday, a terrific time for everybody who attends. So we appreciate you joining us today, Tony.
That's good. February 8th to the 17th. Hope to see everybody there.
Tony Guido, the Chicago Auto Show chairman, new car dealer with Arlington Heights Ford.
Be a good time. We'll be out on Wednesday.
Indeed. We're going to come back and say good afternoon to Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Hall. Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, hands down. They cover all of Chicago's teams. From the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. Trust Mully and Hall to start your day. Mornings 5 to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station.
Fellas, check this out. There is a brand new technology that's going to drive your wife or girlfriend wild this Valentine's Day, and it's not what you're thinking. It's even better. It's called Micro Velvet. It's created by the PJ experts at Pajamagram, and it's found only in their Tempting Touch PJs. See, Tempting Touch PJs are simply the softest and most luxurious pajamas ever imagined. They are addictively soft. So soft, they beg to be touched. Go to pajamagram.com. Get her the blissful comfort you know she deserves. This is a higher level of soft. It's softer than her sweetest dreams and yours. They're relaxing to wear, they're irresistible to touch, and when she's happy, you'll be happy too. A Valentine's gift has never felt this tempting. Plus, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So, visit pajamagram.com today. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them the score sent you.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. And when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store, and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone and working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same-day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
911, what's your emergency? We got a severe manscaping accident on the line. Now, tell me what happened. Mm-hmm. You used a cheap rusty razor on your privates. I thought so. You need the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped. Its skin-safe technology helps prevent nicks and cuts. Yes, sir, you can save 20% off with code RADIO at manscaped.com and get free accelerated shipping. Help is on the way.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch, getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At the beginning of the year, you know, we lost games and we had everybody.
That's your line of the day, your line of the night. That was Zach LaVine saying all this stuff about injuries and just getting everybody together because we didn't know how good anybody is. Injuries, injuries, injuries. Yeah, we were terrible at the beginning of the season. We had everybody. Transition is brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men, just like Mully from The Morning Show, who lost some weight over the past 3 months. Join today. When you buy your first month of food, you'll get a month absolutely free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started. The sun is out in Chicago on what is an increasingly springy-looking Friday. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing the changes in the light that don't look as wintry anymore. Lawrence Holmes is here for the next couple hours. What's going on?
Unless you're looking at the Bulls. Yeah. And then it's dark all the time.
Geez, I wonder what Lawrence is starting with today.
You know, I try really hard. Like, I've been trying to disassociate myself with the Bulls, like, from a fan perspective, mm-hmm. over the last few months. Because whenever I start to talk about the Bulls, I get angry, and I don't like being angry.
It's bad for your health.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it takes years off your life. Thinking about the Bulls takes years off your life.
I don't like But when you hear John Paxson give you 11 minutes of nonsense and 11 minutes of him continuing to kick the can down the road, and Bulls fans are just supposed to sit here and accept it. It's hard for me to process all of this.
What do you want to hear?
Here's what I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear John Paxson acknowledge that the injuries are not why his franchise is bad. Acknowledge the fact that when you had a fairly healthy team and a winnable slate of games early on in the season with like teams, teams that were going to be a little around or below 500, you started off the season 3-6.
And right out of training camp.
Right.
Fresh and coached up and ready to go.
All of the things that you said could make a difference. The fact that he would have an entire training camp with the team. That Boylan would have an entire way to put everything in that he wants to. And then they go out and they start the season like that. And it's always so flipping convenient for them to talk about the injuries. Well, that's another issue that you guys need to try and figure out inside your organization too. Because people do keep getting injured. And when Lowry isn't injured, he's not aggressive. So someone needs to explain that to me too. To act as if he is sitting on some sort of player gold mine and that the only thing that's stopping the Bulls is their health issues is repugnant. And I've just, every time I hear him talk now, and it's in a way where it's not addressing actual issues that are going on with his team. He was asked pointed questions about his coach, and what he tries to do is co-opt the people that are inside the press conference. Well, you guys see Jim. Jim sucks. He does. He may be the nicest man ever, and everyone who's told me that about their experiences with Jim Boylan, he seems like he is an earnest guy that he clearly wants. He is overmatched.
He's bad at the job.
And we see it every single night.
His players are telling you that, essentially.
Yes.
His players are showing it and saying it.
And it would just be nice. It would be nice that if for once, when Pax talks to the fans through the media, he would admit mistakes. He would admit that things are not good. He would admit that maybe they messed up in a couple of areas. Instead of just saying, well, we've got to see this core now. We got to see this core healthy. After we've heard him make that same speech over the last decade of when we get our core healthy, they're never all going to be healthy at the same time.
They haven't learned anything about their prior situations. I mean, good teams, good general managers, good organizations have had to manage through injuries before.
Yes.
This team is the first to bring up the fact that an injury derailed Derrick Rose's career. They have had to readjust.
And they'll tell you that 8 years later, Connor.
They absolutely will.
8 years later, they'll bring up Derrick Rose's name.
And yet still, they're willing to offer injuries as an issue, as a reason that they can't see the future. They can't evaluate their own players. At some point, if the injuries are the constant, which it feels like at this, you're going to have to make a decision. You have to make a call.
And guess what? It's part of the evaluation.
Yes.
If Lauri Markkanen can't stay healthy, that's part of what his ceiling is as a player. And it would be nice if the guy that's supposed to be running the Bulls would understand that that's a part of it.
There's a fundamental contradiction in continually saying, we don't know yet what we have in X. And then, at the same time, to say, well, we can't trade X, that's a foundational piece.
Cornerstone.
We've got cornerstones, we've got foundational pieces that, in the next sentence, are part of an unknown. Which is it? Which is it? Is this something you know for sure? You aren't even going to listen to a trade possibility because you're so sure that this is because you've deemed this a foundational piece. What we know is it's because there was another transaction that where you took a risk and you brought him in, and therefore you think, well, now I'm committed to this guy. Now I have to believe he's a foundational piece. But then you can't also be allowed to say, we don't know what we have. The job is to know what you have.
Show me your math, too. Because the math that I've seen from a healthy Lauri Markkanen is a player who's regressed.
Mm-hmm.
So you explain to me why that player that you think is a cornerstone piece of your franchise is regressed. I have some ideas on why he may have regressed. And it has to do with the coach that you hired and extended.
It also has to do with the fact that when somebody regresses, what do we hear then? We hear after the fact about nagging injuries that leak out, right? The idea of hiding behind injuries isn't just what shows up on the report. Then you'll get something that's planted somewhere. So, you know,
he was dealing with some stuff throughout the year, and that's why.
Last couple weeks, his elbow's been bothering him. You know who else is in pain in the NBA?
Every single player who plays in the NBA every night.
Yep.
Every one of those guys that doesn't feel 100% and goes out there and plays. That's why there is load management in this league. It's just insulting and infuriating whenever it is that he talks. And I understand that he feels he has to talk, but this particular 2-week stretch of time when the entire NBA is coming to Chicago in an all-star game that Jerry Reinsdorf has craved, for them to be in this much disarray still at this point is ridiculous. It really is. And I don't know when it's going to end.
Well, you can solve the coach. I mean, that's a move you can make. You can solve the coach.
Tomorrow.
You can bring in a replacement-level, respectable NBA guy who can actually have the players look at him and think that there's somebody talking who is working in their best interest, who understands the game, who can help.
How is it that if we were talking about Pax the player or Pax the broadcaster, this is someone who was smart and honest. Pax the executive is neither one of those things. And I don't understand how that person becomes this person. How the person who was teaching us the game when he was working as a broadcaster is this person now, who either is too stupid or dishonest to tell people what is actually going on with the team. I don't understand it, and I'm not going to condone it. It's too much. It's too much of this move it down, and well, now 2021 is now off the table.
Pretty much.
After that, that
was amazing.
But you lined up your contracts.
Otto.
Thaddeus Young.